Resting Up. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. More than half of the 30 teams in this year's race have arrived at the Dawson City Midway Checkpoint, where teams must rest for 36 hours. 2015 Quest champion Brent Sass was the first musher into Dawson, arriving before noon Tuesday, followed within an hour by veteran racer Michelle Phillips, four-time Quest past champion Hans Gott, and defending and three-time Quest winner Alan Moore. The frontrunners are reflecting on the trail-shortened first half of the race and looking at how things might go in the 500 miles to the finish. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Despite the long, isolated 200-mile stretch that includes the race's high point, the top finisher said that it all went relatively smoothly. Hans Gott came into Dawson in third.
It was quite a bit snowy out there coming into Scroggy and beyond. Probably good because it covered up a lot of those rocks.
He said that except for a sore shoulder on one of his dogs, everything was on track for him, especially on the uphills.
Dawson was not hard at all. I mean, my team climbs very well. Every time we see a hill, I'm pretty happy. I don't like the downhill so much.
Alan Moore, who came in fourth, also said he had a smooth ride. His best moment? When he looked up at the northern lights on the top of King Solomon's Dome.
It was there in all its glory.
With the top four racers arriving all within an hour of each other, the dynamics for the second half of the race will be a whole lot different than last year, when Alan Moore cruised to Dawson in first and said he never saw another team on the trail. This year is different. With the rule change at the start that gave racers some extra rest time, five different mushers have held the lead in the last stretch from Pelly.
There's a lot of people, you know, going to be close, not just the top four, but it'll be interesting to see what the strategy is from here on. All of us have been there before, and it's just a question of who can keep their dogs together.
But in fact, of the top four arrivers, the second place musher into Dawson, Michelle Phillips, hasn't really been in such a strong position before. Her best finish in the Quest was fourth, but that was way back in 2008. In the last few years, she's been focusing more on the Iditarod.
It was really cool to come back and visit the trail. I haven't been on that trail in so many years. It was really neat to see it.
Phillips said that despite a shoulder injury to one of her dogs in the last 80 miles, she didn't run into any problems. So did she expect to be in second at this point in the race?
No, not really. No, I didn't. No, it's a nice surprise. I mean, it's a long way to go still, but yeah, it was, you know, the dogs came in strong, so that made me feel good.
Coming into Dawson, some of her leaders were loping instead of the trot you would expect to see after such a long stretch of trail. But she was modest about it.
The dogs are performing really well, really beautiful group of dogs. Yeah, they're all eating and happy.
But defending champion Alan Moore was more blunt.
Michelle Phillips, she actually looked the best to me when she passed me earlier today. Her dogs were flying, so they got the pep.
But the race is still less than halfway through, and there are some hungry competitors on the trail. Paige Dromney came into Dawson in fifth, but her dog's tails were wagging like they had just been for a walk in the park.
That was how I wanted to do the first part of the race, was make them look like that. So.
Does she think she can make up those 4 hours to the front runners after her 36-hour layover?
Totally. Yeah.
You seem very confident.
I mean, they look awesome.
And another thing that's motivating her, she gets to celebrate her birthday in Dawson for the first time in 7 years.
I don't know what day it is.
What
day
is
it?
It's the 5th.
Yeah, it's today then.
What's she gonna do?
I'm gonna eat and sleep for my birthday.
If either Phillips or Dromney can manage to recover well in Dawson, one of them could become just the second female winner ever. On the UConn Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.